a fly.
Or, what kinds of things would fly around at night and bite?
Mosquitoes.
What kinds of insects might burrow into your skin and raise welts? What would you call them?
I don't know, but I should know. I know they do, but I don't know the name.
Would you know the kind, if you ever go to pick blackberries or something like that, they'll get...
Jiggers.
What kinds of insects would come around and hop in the grass in the summertime?
Toad frogs.
And a kind of insects with big legs in the back, kind of like a cricket. What would you call that? It's kind of like they hop and fall in the grass.
Grasshoppers.
Would you ever call them anything else at all? Would you ever hear them called a hopper grass? Or
no, we use a grasshopper name here.
What would you call a small fish that would be used for bait?
For bait? Menace?
What would you find stretched across the corners of a room when it hasn't been cleaned?
When it hasn't been cleaned?
Maybe you might find these things...
When they're painting or something like that. A canvas.
And sometimes in an old house with old furniture, if it's been abandoned on the inside, these insects might make webs all over.
Spider webs.
And if you had something, if they're in the corners of a room, what would you call that? It's kind of like, might be kind of like cotton or something. What would you ever call that? Would you call it a spider web or a...
Spider web.
The part of a tree beneath the ground is called the...
The what?
The part of the tree under the ground would be the...
The roots. I didn't get that part of the tree.
What kinds of different trees would you have?
Well, we have the oak, pine, cedar, spruce, elm.
What kind of tree that did, there's kind of a story about George Washington cut down?
Oak tree, right?
What kinds of different berries would you have?
We have the blueberries, and the blackberries is running on vines. Mm-hmm. And then we have the blackberries on bushes. Mm-hmm. And huckleberries.
What kinds of berries might grow in trees?